Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. 7:30 now. This is the weekend. Well, actually, this program airs during the week. You can find it anytime at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. I'm Doug Steffen with the news, first of all, before we start talking about some research that's been done in the Feed America Project, which will be in the body of our interview conversation, our time today. And then I'm going to opine a little bit on a couple of things. The children working on the dairy farm issue, something I want. I have some strong thoughts on that, so we'll get to that later on. Right now, though, number one item in the news department this week from the American Family Farmer is a focus on the state of Virginia, where both chambers of the General Assembly have passed a bill that would raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next couple of years. The bill passed on party lines. No Republicans voted for it. The impact on local farmers is what they cited as the reason for them not to pass this minimum wage bill. According to some of the folks in the House, the law itself has good intentions behind it, for sure. But there, and this is the reason I'm bringing it up now, is because a lot of other states have increased, a lot of farming states have increased minimum wage without thinking about what that does to the farmers, to the farm realities, to the fact that farmers are not making much money anyway because Americans don't want to pay for quality food. And I'm not here. This is the news portion, so I'm not judging. I'll save that for later on. But the fact is that so many of these cities and states who are changing the rules for small farming operations are doing it at their own peril. This is basically forcing big ag on America. That's what this stuff does. 10% of the operations is the expense is for labor. And so when you increase it like this, it increases. There isn't a 10% margin. You know, the government can say, well, it's only 10%. But I don't know any farmers who have a 10% margin in whatever they do, frankly, no matter what it is, whether you're growing beans, whether you're growing corn, whether you're growing produce, whether you're milking cows. I'm sure there's not 10% in any dairy operations at all. So if you're using foreign workers or using American workers, the whole business about minimum wage, these people come from other countries. The H-2A workers that come from other countries are happy to get, not that this justifies it, but I think that we've sort of mistaken. We elect the wrong people, who don't have any experience in farming, for example, for the most part. These people that have good intentions, increasing minimum wage, who's going to be against that? Well, it's not like the Farm Bureau is against it, but what does it do to farmers, whether it's in Virginia or any other state? It drives them away from agriculture. Farmers are already dealing with increased costs for what the new tractors cost, machinery cost, fuel cost. And so now you add labor to that, and the land gets developed. That's what happens. That's what you're doing. You're forcing people to go in a direction that they don't want to do. One more nail in the coffin for American family farmers. Is it really worth it? A lot of my friends are asking that question. Is it worth it anymore? We can't survive paying our workers $15 an hour unless people are willing to pay $3 for an apple, or whatever. I mean, you can, I've told the story many times on the air when I was selling raw milk at my dairy farm. I got $12 a gallon for it, and nobody blinked an eye. The fact that we think we have to go race to the bottom rather than sell milk at what it costs to produce it, which is certainly not $4.29 a gallon. The stores use it as a loss leader, and the farmer's told to get in line or nobody's going to buy his milk. That's really what this is all about. So anyway, the farmer groups are talking about flexibility. There are weather things they have to deal with, droughts and then all the rain. The cattle prices sometimes are, in some years, very low. Right now, cattle prices are very high, especially for dairy heifers. And so I'm moving on to the next story, an overview sort of dairy for this year. What will it bring? There are better genetics for managing the next generation of dairy cows. The milk prices are not where they need to be by any stretch of the imagination. I was looking at an overview from Cornell University on the number of cows, the number of farms. Now, the dairy cow numbers have pretty much been floating between 9 million and 9.5 million for many years. The U.S. had 9 million head, 9.36 million head, as of last December, which is 44,000 fewer than a year ago. When you look at the reason that dairy cows are more expensive, it's because the slaughter price was so high, a lot of farmers said, okay, let's get rid of some of the older cows, and they didn't have replacements. As a result of that, the cost of buying a heifer this year, it'd be good for me, guys like me who raise replacement heifers, is up 25%, because there aren't enough cows to make enough milk, and this is the circle that it's going in. So that's kind of what 24 will bring. And I was looking at breeding some of these dairy heifers and what's been going on. Let me talk about that in a moment or two. In the meantime, I want to get into a conversation that many of you may participate in terms of supplying the beef for Omaha Steaks. The semi-annual sale is here. Maybe this doesn't apply to dairy guys or beef guys because they raise their own. But for those of you who are interested in good, really good steaks and tender, juicy hamburgers and lots of other things that are known to be quality plus from the folks at Omaha Steaks, may I suggest you go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, that's me, and shop their semi-annual sale right now through the 1st of April. You can load up on all of the things that you may not be able to grow on your farm. The juicy steaks, the burgers, the tons of things that Omaha Steaks is so well known for. It isn't just about steaks and sirloins and that sort of thing. Pork chops, chicken breasts, burgers, fries, franks, all that stuff you can get. If you love it, this is the place to do. And so when somebody says, what's for dinner, you can say Omaha Steaks. The semi-annual sale, 50% off site-wide of all the things I just talked about. So while your mouth is watering, go online to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop. Get the bargains right now. Put them in the freezer. Keep them until the next site-wide 50% off sale, which will be later in the year. Omaha Steaks. Possibilities endless. Quality endless. Nutritional value endless. Check it all out. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Yep. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug for the semi-annual 50% off site-wide sale. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors: natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
On the American Family Farm to the News Desk, I was talking, sort of giving you an overview of dairy from the perspective of some of the research that I've done at places like Cornell. The USDA says that the all milk price this year will be around $20 to $21 a hundredweight, which is still off of what it costs to raise and feed a cow. What it costs to produce a hundredweight is closer to $24. So I mentioned that we have fewer dairy heifers because, first of all, the beef price has been so high, a lot of farmers have opted to send their older cows to slaughter. Also, over the last couple, 3 years, because the beef price has been so high, some dairy heifers have been bred to beef bulls. Yeah, the cows spring and the cows calve, and all right, so we have a cow ready to milk. That's great, except there's no replacement for her because of the way that breeding has been taking place. Plus, there's drought, a lot of adverse conditions, all the rain in certain parts of the country. So anyway, the rising cost of raising dairy heifers, I can speak to that, far outpaced increases in heifer values. Raising dairy heifers, most of the people that do it, including yours truly, it costs $600 to $900 to get a cow ready to calf. And if we can get $1,000 now for a bred heifer who's springing, that's a lot. So what do you do? How do you better manage on-farm heifer inventories? That's the question, especially, again, acknowledging that a lot of dairy farmers have turned to using beef semen on the herd, or at least part of the herd, to reduce the number of replacement heifers. It costs less to raise a beef animal than it does to raise a heifer for a dairy. And again, the income from beef sales, it's really pretty amazing. The average cost for a beef animal last year in my neck of the woods was over $2,000 by the time you're all done. So anyway, there are dairy heifers that are selling right now for $1,400 a head, as well they ought to. It depends on where you are in the country as much as anything else. We are in a 20-year low position in terms of dairy herd replacements. And that is going to mean cost of milk is going to go up, cost of heifer is going to go up. And are you willing to pay? I say that as a general question to the audience. Are you and others willing to pay more for milk? The question is not answered because you really don't know what's going to happen in some of the big retail stores. All right, so that takes care of some of the news items this week from the American Family Farmer. Up next, we're going to meet Glenn Roberts here on the AFF.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Glenn Roberts, who founded Anson Mills down in Charleston, South Carolina. So we need to find out what Anson Mills is. We need to find out about Mr. Roberts and his background. I always like to ask Mr. Roberts whether you're a farm kid or not, because it gives a certain amount of credibility to people if they actually have lived the talk. Not that you can't learn as you are an adult, but sometimes the experience as one grows up on the farm or around animals or in circumstances help to make it easier to understand not only the pros and cons, the ups and downs you've lived with it, but, you know, what's new innovatively. So tell us about you, first of all.
Well, thanks, and it's an honor to be here. the answer is yes. And because my parents were professional musicians and traveled a lot, I was on farms as a four-year-old in Kansas during the second Dust Bowl. That was loads of fun. So we were working both in dairy and hog farming there, and I was 4 and 5, and I remember having to haul feed at that and eating sweet feed that I hauled at the cattle's too, because it was really good on Sundays. So that's one.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. The dairy was killer. And so we moved from there. That was Holcomb, Kansas, believe it or not. We moved from there to Fallbrook, California. And my best friend was Johnny Nuts. And they had a 1,500-acre farm with a very intense chicken unit, plus a lot of field crops. And so I learned how to drive tractors on Johnny's farm starting at age 7 and working with Johnny side by side and his older brothers. And that was hard. But the best part of it is we used to have dirt clod wars. You know, you build a little revetment and then start throwing clods from one side of your side to the other side to bomb people.
Yeah, right.
That was a game they'd invented because their dad had fought in World War II, and this was in the early 50s. I'm old as dirt. Mm-hmm. So
next,
be working in Calavo, with my sister on with Mexican workers, Hispanics that no English spoken. So my sister and I were both fluent as kids. I can't remember any Spanish right now. But most of our friends were Hispanic when we were working at Calavo, and we would do frost tour. So if we looked like we had impending, we'd go around and light the smudge pots in the middle of the night and stuff like that. It was crazy. And we also took care of bees. And then Duke Snyder's farm had all kinds of stuff on it. He was a baseball hero, and he had moved to Fallbrook for some reason I don't know. Yeah, so he had a phenomenal farm with lots of different vegetables and melons and all kinds of stuff. So that was like working in paradise. We'd go harvest cantaloupes and whatever was in season, and it went on forever. He had vineyards. He was like selling wine grapes back then. So I did it all as a kid.
And now you've translated that experience into a company called Anson Mills. And so from your background to the story of Anson Mills and what it does and how it contributes to the farming landscape, we're going to get to that in a matter of moments. Glenn Roberts is here with us. You can go to AnsonMills.com, which is the website, to see kind of what he's all about and what Anson Mills is all about. Makes for a great story, which we will continue to tell in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Four past the hour now. You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Find us at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each week, this program airs during the week on stations that are carrying the Good Day program, and then on the weekend, it's ancillary to things like Good Day Health and other products that we have that the stations like, because it keeps them in the format, so to speak, without getting too far into the weeds. Format is conversation. This is very good. I have the biggest growth of any of the programs that I produce in the American Family Farmer, because the stories are important. People need to know about food, farm, and family. And stories like this are important because it gives us the background into what's going on now in the farming circles. So Anson Mills, you founded Anson Mills, back in the late 90s? Is that how long this has been?
Yeah, 1998. You're right.
98. Okay. So what do you do? What do you produce? And why is this going to help people who may be on smaller farms there? Well, I always try to give people an idea or some ideas as to what else they may be doing on their farm to make them more successful. So let's tell the story. Now we told the story of you. Let's tell the story of Anson Mills.
through the many varied things I did as a young person when I moved away from home, while I was going to Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and Women's College in Greensboro, which was loads of fun. The first 2 years I went there for summer school, and it was all women and me. I loved it. So being in Greensboro, I didn't want to live on campus, and I moved to a place called Deep River Church. And a guy named George Neve owned that farm, and I lived on a cabin on that farm that had been there for a century plus. It was really wonderful, and all of his equipment was from the Depression era. So,
wow,
really cool. He was haying, he was growing cereals and grains, which was the first time I got involved. And if you're in rural North Carolina, Deep River Church was kind of a central point for the entire Guilford County, which was huge for something that we won't talk about too much, but is not legal, which almost everybody...
A lot of bootlegging is what went on there, folks. That's what he's trying to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. So because of that farmer, who was phenomenal, I mean, he was totally chem-free. His crops were gorgeous, and everything he touched was perfect. I learned so much from him, literally working right next to him when I could, because I was in college too, and commuting. But the reality there was I was most fascinated and didn't know it, because his oats, we could go out and pick them and haul them, because he had a little hauler in his shed, and take them and make oatmeal. And what a revelation. You know, I grew up on Quaker oats. My mom was, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But I'd never had new crop oats right off the plant before. And going out and picking them and making oatmeal from that right at sunrise at first light was amazing. And I'll never forget it. The other side of the coin was, because of all the stuff that was going on, I got to meet Richard Petty and a few others, because they were, their mechanics were working on the side to support the you-know-what trade over the mountains and back again.
Sure.
So I actually fell into that backwards, working at Salem Cotton Company, and then I was a doffer at a cotton mill, and everybody but me was doing that weekend work where they'd run really fast hot cars and come back. So I sort of got involved that way just by listening to the story. So I wasn't actually doing it. So having said that, fast forward through an entire career of flying jets and then building hotels and restaurants, and to the point where we were doing really big hotels, I got to the point after I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, to work on Charleston Place as a consultant, and the Planters Inn, which is still there downtown. I was a consultant for that, and Middleton Place for Middleton Inn. I was a consultant for that. And then I did three hotels and a bunch of restaurants in Savannah. And I kept having to fly out all the time and go to LA. I was working for Larry Hagaman on a diner back then and a bunch of other stuff in LA at the same time. And I just said, okay, I'm done getting on airplanes. So I tore up my suitcases, burnt my clothes, and just moved to a little shack on the beach on Sullivan's Island in Charleston, and decided I was going to sail and just work on hotels. And I taught at Johnson & Wales University, restaurant design, hotel planning, stuff like that for a couple of years. And then got lured to do the Pink House in Savannah, which was the beginning of something brand new, because right across the river from the Pink House, which is in downtown Savannah, Georgia, was a beautiful Landrace Carolina Gold rice field. And somebody kept saying, you got to go over there and talk to them. You love food. Those are the Schultz family, and they're growing Carolina Gold rice. And I said, ooh, that sounds like fun. So I went over and saw him. I met Richard Jr. and his dad, Richard Sr., and they had three fields of absolutely gorgeous Carolina Gold rice. It stands about 6 feet tall when it's really healthy. And if you plant it at the right rate, like they used to, and co-crop it with a legume under it, like they used to, in Nebraska under it, like they used to, you can get a field that's absolutely glorious and has three crops in it. And they were farming it the old way with those three crops. And so they had Benny in the field. They'd run sorghum before the rice because they were doing good rotations. So their brassicas were neem positive, negative neem negative. And they were growing this phenomenal rice. And they gave me some rice when the first time I went over there. They went and milled the rice right in front of me and gave it to me. I took it back to the old pink house, which was I was working on at the time. And we cooked it, and it was, everybody went crazy. You know, everybody in the kitchen had been cooking for an entire career. I'd been at it for a long time and had never tasted. My mom used to get rice like this when I was a kid, and that had stopped. You know, fresh hand-pounded rice, you just can't find it.
Right.
It's a totally different food. And I said, okay, this is it. So for the second time, I burned all my clothes in the parking lot and went across the river and started working with the Schultz family, trying to learn rice.
And then we move from there. You've been doing some things with Feed America, and I want to talk about that as time allows. The website for Anson Mills is AnsonMills.com. We're getting the drift, if you will, of how all the pieces came together. Glenn Roberts is here with us, telling us these stories this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation to go to TopLoss.com. Get the information. There's, what is the old expression? Information is king. You'll find so much at TopLoss.com about the ingredients, about how to use the product, and why to choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss in the first place. This is a company that's been in business for 27 years. They do all their work in an FDA-approved facility. There's not going to be any mixing and matching like, you know, you hear these recalls from products sold to Trader Joe's, for example, but other problems we talk about every day on the Good Day program from the Food, Farm, and Family Department. This is something you can get fast, get to work easily, have help from the folks at Calitrin. There are counselors who are standing by. So find out why it is that people come to this website in droves. TopLoss.com, the name kind of says it all. Find out about the natural ingredients. Find out why it works. Healthy weight loss should be in your future. Go to TopLoss.com. Check out the whole package that's there. Order. And when you do order, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Free shipping and all the access to the best things that are going on right now as we prepare for spring. They're preparing, too, to help you out. Lose the weight. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Back here on the American Family Farm with Glenn Roberts, I want to, I'm sending people to the website because it's a very, you have a long story, an interesting story, the things that you do in the, you're actually harvesting grains, right? Well, Anson Mills, let's get to the exact, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to talk about the Feed America initiative and the fact that you've been doing this chemically free. There's a special seed you've developed, and so where does that seed go?
Okay, so it's easy. The mill is 4,000 square feet. Our seed house is 27,000 square feet in two separate facilities adjacent to each other, 33 miles from the mill out in Orangeburg at Longleaf Farm. It's Anson Mills Seed House, and because it's 27,000 square feet, you can imagine what the storage capacity is, both frozen, refrigerated, and ambient.
Right.
And don't, for the quarter century we've been in business, monetize seed, which means if you're a farmer and you're interested in running chem-free land race, meaning heirloom but before heirloom, anything starting 1850 and back, that seed is not commercially available in bulk. And our farmers need it. We have more than 200 farms in either research or production in the United States, and we also work abroad. Cool. The seed is free for whoever wants it. We jury any larger seed, but if you want 100 seed to just mess with, we've got over 200 different land-raised crops that we have seed that are not available in bulk on the trade.
And you can find that at AnsonMills.com, right?
You can see some of it. There's a lot of things we have that aren't even listed, mainly because Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to, you've been helping the folks with research at Feed America. Tell us, give us 60 seconds on that as it pertains to helping feed people that don't have enough food, sustenance living.
Yeah, our core research starts with Dr. Anna McClung, who just retired from the USDA Rice Research Center in Stuttgart, Arkansas, and is now living in Minneapolis and working with Oliver Farm and Northern Crops Institute, amongst others, worldwide, actually. Now, there's a whole group of geneticists that are working pro bono in the public domain to work ahead of the Feed America initiative. They're actually looking at land-raised genetics because moving them into high production is really easy these days. So they're looking at the grain banks internationally, finding stuff that's super fast and then sharing it. And we found one that they didn't find. We found a green chickpea in India through a chef named Chintan Pandya that owns six restaurants in New York City. And we identified that. We brought it up. You plant it in frozen ground, literally frozen ground, and it germs out. And you can harvest it green as a green chickpea, like fresh vegetable, at 32 days. And you can harvest it sometimes 55 days, sometimes as low as 40 days to food, dry. So, and we're doing a whole pseudo crops just like that.
Yeah. A lot of people are interested in Feed America that aren't farmers, but it's interesting to have the combination, the connection there. What a great story. AnsonMills.com is the website. Glenn Roberts is the founder, doing all kinds of great things. He's got his heart and soul into it, I can tell that. And maybe there's some things with the seeds that he's talking about that may help you out. So, Glenn, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but before he does, I want to go into this a little further. What's left after they press the oil out of the soybean? There's this high-protein, gooky stuff that's left, which results in products like, and you'll read this on the labels, soy protein isolate or soy protein concentrate. These are waste products. You find them all over the place in highly processed foods like soy protein smoothies. They're in energy bars. It's in fake meat like the Impossible Burger. Do not for a moment believe that the corporations selling these plant-based foods are good for your health or good for the planet and have any other motive than making a profit off of cheap waste products. If you've been eating the standard American diet of processed foods, getting off the vegetable oil can be a daunting challenge. I hear that from my patients all the time. But here's a list I'm going to give to you briefly. Some of these things are easy. Some of them are a little harder.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on children who grow up working on the family farm. What a great way to grow up. I will speak from experience. I started working on the farm when I was, doing things on the farm, taking care of calves. I learned how to milk with the machine and with my hands by the time I was, six or seven years old. And so I look at the people that I know who grew up on the farm. We hear some of them here on the American Family Farmer talking about what a great work ethic they have. The guest on the program this week, you heard him talk about working on the farm when he was seven, learning how to drive tractors. This does, I think, get into our psyche, and it helps us a lot. Now, as children, my children worked on the farm when they were younger, and I never paid them. Are you supposed to? I always thought, and I'm sure many of you, they've got a roof over their head, they have food to eat, they have clothing, and so that's their pay. Now, the government may not agree with you on that, but then it's your family and it's your farm. You should be able to do what you want to, and there are those who think now is the time to start paying the youngsters. How does it benefit parents? Well, it's a tax break. That's good. It helps children invest in their futures, whether it's college or down the road. And so thinking about the pros and cons of paying your children if they're working on the farm, the taxes are being filed now. A lot of people are doing their taxes right now. And so there are those who think it makes good sense to pay your children for the reasons that I just outlined. You may or may not agree because you may or may not have the money. That's the problem. As I was talking earlier in the program about wages and hiking the wages and paying
the family workers. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, it's better for the workers, but how is it good for you? Most people do not want to pay more for food. They think food is too expensive, and they want the prices to go down. And given the fact that we all are working our butts off, and we don't feel like, I mean, I feel every day I'm not doing this because I'm getting paid. I'm doing, maybe my heifers are more valuable, but I don't make any money on my farm and never have. Frankly, I have help. I didn't do it to make money. I don't want to lose money, but I've helped a lot of people in the community understand what farming is all about, because there's not much farming left in my community. People say, well, what's going to happen when you're gone? I don't know. That's not really my concern. My concern is to do the best that we can right now. And so I thought this is one of the issues, whether children should be paid or not. And as I said, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, it's good for them. And it's good for the long term for them. But for you, in a situation where you may be very, very tight, you may not have the money to pay him. So, you know, you can look at the advantages. Standard deduction for individuals is $14,600. So you can give that to your children if you have it to give without owing any state or federal tax. If your children are younger than 18, their wages are not subject to Social Security or Medicare taxes. If it's a sole proprietorship or a partnership, each partner is a parent of children, and then, again, you don't need, it's not something you pay taxes on. The compensation, if you're going to pay them, the government says has to be reasonable for the scope of services they provide. There are some people who take the 14.8, and if they have extra money, they're giving their children $10,000 a year to feed a couple of bottled calves. That's probably not going to work under the scrutiny, if you do get scrutinized. A lot of farm children work countless hours, and sometimes they get paid and sometimes they don't. I guess that has to be up to you. But make sure you have good documentation for your tax, because the government says, nah, did you really pay them? Because they're your family. They don't expect that you are. This is something also that helps them. If you're paying them, what are they doing with the money? I think that's another part of this. Consider what they do with the money. It'll help them, you know, learn how to save, learn how to be frugal, learn how to be smart. Anyway, I just think that paying is something you got to think about yourself. I would not do it myself at the moment, but that's because it's not feasible economically. Some of you have the dough, so pay your kids. How about that for food for thought? From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.